So you took the picture. How fast were you guys going when you took the picture?
So far I've not been over 35 miles an hour.
So you left here, and it was just snowing like it is.
It wasn't even snowing here.
No, it wasn't snowing. It didn't snow till after, like, one.
And I got out past Genoa, and the wind, it was windy. And I'm like, all right, it's supposed to snow afternoon. And get out past Genoa and get towards Elgin, start snowing, but it's not collecting. And I'm like, all right, get into the Shy area. Whole just chaos.
So
it was just a calamity. I had never seen like winter that bad. When I told you I was in Genoa, there was so much built up on my car. My car was overheating, is why I stopped. And I got out, that's when I had the coffee, I had to take a leak too. I got out, and there was so much sludge packed on the front of my car, you couldn't see the headlights.
Wow.
And it actually packed up the grill, so there was no airflow to my engine, this is why it was overheating. And I'm like, okay. When I was driving, I was like, radio was off. I'm like, this is...
Your body's all tense.
Yeah, my neck hurt. And then I've seen over 10 accidents.
Really?
I've seen 3 people in front of my car lose control and go into oncoming. That one truck, it was the worst. But there's nowhere to stop, and I'm not going to stop for him. I don't know him.
Yeah. Did it look bad?
Well, he was probably going 35, 40 at that point after he lost control. Like, he was going, and I saw his rear end go, and he's trying to counter-steer it.
Uh-huh.
And then he just went like this, and he's through the median like this, and I saw his truck start to go, and I'm like, he's going to roll it. And then he got his steering back as he hit head-on. And he's like in a U-Haul rider truck.
Oh, it's not... Oh, I thought maybe it was like a... It business truck, but it's a U-Haul.
It was like a U-Haul thing, like a 40 Econoline. So I was like, one, he could be dead. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because you hit a semi, you're...
How fast? I saw when I was coming up through, out by, along the bypass, it was semis pretty much bumper to bumper.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, and there the cars would like freak out, you know, they were like smashed in between, and I'm like, why are you following a semi? You know, I wouldn't.
Well, I think the scariest thing today was I was on Lake Street, and it's 2 lanes. There's no shoulder. There's, you know, it's 2 lanes, and I'm coming up to a stop. I get control of the Malibu because it does not have ABS, and the semi pulls up alongside me. And I watch his trailer brakes lock.
Oh, my God.
He's next to me. And if I were farther ahead and he was going faster than he was, his trailer would have lost control and probably would have hit my car. I watched his trailer brakes lock.
Where were you?
I was on Lake.
No, I know, but where were you in reference to... Were you were right next to him?
Yeah.
So you could see the doors? I could have
reached out and touched his tires like this.
The front set of... or the back set of dualies?
Both. And his entire trailer, like... His entire trailer locked. That's right next to him, and I'm like, that...
They're too close.
Terrifying.
Yeah. And you know, I'm
there. Watching that dude probably die was like, oh God, this is bad.
Somebody actually died?
Well, he saw a truck hit a semi head on.
I was behind like a U-Haul truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in the outside lane. I was behind him. And I saw him lose his rear tires. And then he was sideways. He went through the inside lane. He went through the median. I thought he was going to roll. And he got control of the steering just enough time to be an oncoming and hit a semi head on.
Oh, that's just not all right.
And then out there in corn country.
Uh-huh. There's people in the ditches all over?
Yeah, on Cunningham. Really? Yeah. Because they're
on the house fucking slow around.
Yeah, and the kids just get out of high school and they're bitching at me, going, and then you can get you a. And I'm like, bitch, you want to drive? You go right ahead and drive. And then one of the high school kids ended up in the ditch right there on Cunningham. And when I'm driving through one of the shorter neighborhoods, the only way I could tell the road was the fact that there were mailboxes.
Yeah.
Because you, I mean, it just blended all straight across. And then you'd be, well, Cunningham was a bitch. Cunningham, that, I went, I was doing 30 when it was
I wasn't even doing that.
When it was like 50.
Well, I'm going to give Christopher this. I've been driving since I was 14, and you have not. The other thing is, it could even happen to me.
True.
Well, I was luckily in the parking lot of the school while it happened.
Why were you not going in a different direction on more flat level ground?
What do you mean?